Welcome to a very special edition of the KRDO Business Connection. We're talking to Aitha Markulier, Small Business Development Center, and Mr. Jonathan Liebert of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Powerhouses working together to bring the biggest Small Business Week celebration in the state, possibly even the nation. We're doing this special edition podcast. We wanted to take some extra time and to focus just on Small Business Week because there's so much to it this year. Even though, and Aitha, I know you love this one, creepy COVID tried to get in the way. You've kind of put the kibosh on that.
Yeah, we did. Creepy COVID doesn't have a place in Small Business Week. So we moved it to July, and we, Jonathan Liebert and I, between the BB and SBDC and our, Paul and everyone who actually has done a million things, we put the kibosh on COVID and we said, we're pushing forward and we're having this event. Completely virtual, but with some live streaming and some really cool partnerships throughout the week.
Yeah, so it's gone virtual, as you say, and that really isn't taking away anything. In fact, Jonathan and Aitha, you guys are actually planning on bigger attendance this year, possibly, than any of the previous 18 years that this event has been going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really the hope as we offer this up virtually to people, Ted. And as you know, people can attend from anywhere. They can attend from home, and we're all kind of used to it a little bit now. Do we like it? I don't know, right? That's the question. But, Aitha and I did not want to cancel this event. We felt that with COVID and everything going on right now with small businesses, that this event was absolutely more important than ever. Because, Ted, as you know, at the end of the week on that Friday, we give away small business awards. And this has absolutely affected, small businesses. We wanted to make sure we're keeping that front and center for our community. We've got a great community that's been supporting these small businesses, and we knew we had to do the awards. We knew we had to kind of talk about these things and provide some good, valuable information to a lot of these small businesses on how they can make sure they're keeping their businesses going during these unusual times.
Yeah, and Aitha, you and I had a little fun with this a couple of days ago when we talked on KRDO's Afternoon News that you have the nominees already, but this is one of those occasions where you actually get to keep a secret.
That's right. We're one of few ceremonies in the region that have that element of surprise, and we love that that is part of our event, and we were able to maintain that. It just creates excitement around the five awards, Small Business Person of the Year, Veteran Owned, Young Entrepreneur, Family Owned, and Small Business Champion that you can't get anywhere else. So we're having a lot of fun with this, and we've created and are producing some amazing events, including that awards banquet, to highlight all the finalists in the categories, which they are well-deserving, and highlight the winners of those categories as well.
Now, there are a couple of really unique adjustments or twists that you've made. We use the word pivot, and I've never seen such busy organizations pivot so quickly in the face of these circumstances we're living through right now to bring this event to the community to honor these small businesses. One of those things is the food truck event, which has grown exponentially each year since the first time you started it. This year, you were anticipating more than 3,000 people to show up. You were looking for a bigger venue for it. Then, boom, comes COVID. And now you've decided a whole new, very innovative and creative way to still do the food truck and get the voting done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Ted. And, the good news, as you mentioned, is that, we've got, 3,000 people plus this year we're hoping to get to that attend the food truck cook-off. Obviously, the bad news is you can't gather that many people in one space. And so you're right, we had to pivot, and it was like, how can we still give people, some of this experience? How can we get people to explore our really rich and growing quickly food truck, community? And so it was, let's create this new thing called a license to eat. And so people for $25 buy a guide. It's a booklet filled with coupons and discounts and buy one, get ones. It's also got a $10. So during the week of Small Business Week, people can go to the participating food trucks and get a free meal from them. So it's a great way to support your small businesses. And money goes back to the food trucks. Money goes back to the SBDC and BBB because we're nonprofits and we got to do our work of helping these folks that are dealing with these tough issues right now. So it's a way to, support your small business, community, support local food trucks, learn about people in your community, go find them, have fun. And it's not just one day. So I think that's another value here is that the $10 coupon you got to spend that week, but then the other coupons and discounts that are in that booklet, you can use up until April of 2021. So go explore food trucks in your neighborhood and check them out and do so, you know, whenever it fits for your schedule. So we figure we try something a little bit different, and people have been very, very excited to still be able to enjoy the food trucks this year.
Yeah, there's not only the ability to enjoy them, but you have the discounts virtually throughout the year. But a related sidebar, of course, KRDO and the networks of KRDO are pleased, honored, privileged to partner once again to help bring Small Business Week to the public. We thank you both for that very, very much. We all are also have set up a system where you can log on to KRDO.com and you can vote for your favorite food truck. So the People's Choice Award still exists.
That is absolutely correct. And we want people to vote. Unfortunately, we can't do the judges, the chefs that come in and do that portion of it. Usually there's these two awards, but we were still excited to be able to keep with the help from KRDO, the People's Choice Award. So people can vote online. They're able to vote for their favorite food trucks during that week. And we look forward to awarding that that Friday of that week. That would be the 31st of July.
Which will be very, very fun because the idea is to take that booklet and hit as many of those food trucks as you can and pick which one is your favorite. Head on over to KRDO.com, follow the links, and vote for your favorite there. And as you say, Jonathan, we will hopefully be able to make that announcement at the end of this coming Friday. So, Aiktha, let's kind of go to you, if you don't mind. Run down the sort of day by day. Take a look at what's coming up Monday through Friday.
Yeah, so we have set up some amazing workshops to provide one-of-a-kind education to our small business community. As you know, we've put together relevant workshops that you can't get during the rest of the year. We bring together some amazing experts that are really hard actually to coordinate with because they're so busy, but this is when our business community can learn about all different topics that are important right now. So on Monday, July 27th, we're starting off with digital messaging and marketing during a pandemic. We know, the BBB and SBDC know how much our business community has been affected by the pandemic. And going into Small Business Week, you know, marketing is always a hot topic for us, but we knew that adjusting the topic to bring in experts that know how businesses should market during a disaster in general was necessary. So, you know, one of our favorites, Lauren Hugg, is joining us, and she's worked. I met her during Waldo Canyon Fire. How did the disaster then? How did we talk as a business to our customers then versus now? What are the changes? What are the different platforms? How nationally does marketing look like? So really different levels of marketing and what makes sense for a business community now and why it's important. But the supporting minority-owned business event was really an important one to add, right, Jonathan?
Absolutely. And we wanted to make sure that we're providing some good value to, you know, small businesses. And then definitely wanted to make sure we focused on just the minority-owned portion of it, as Aiktha mentioned. And in two ways. One, as a consumer, how you can support these businesses in your local community. But then two, as a minority-owned business, how you can make sure that you're taking advantage of, you know, business certifications and utilizing a lot of free resources, but also, as Aiktha mentioned, making sure you're getting, you know, access to that critical capital to make sure that your business is going to be successful. And so this is something that we felt was very important right now with the time and making sure we're supporting this. About 72,000 businesses in Colorado are owned by minorities, and diversity is an important thing, specifically in the business landscape. You want that. It's good for competition. It's good for providing a lot of different, you know, types of innovation as well.
And the next big thing coming up.
So finally, gosh, we got a lot going on during the week this year. We actually added a couple things. the last event, of course, the culmination of the entire week is the Small Business Awards Celebration, and that is the highly coveted awards, as we mentioned, Small Business Person of the Year, Veteran-Owned, Small Business Champion, Young Entrepreneur, family-owned business of the year. And these are, you know, businesses that were nominated for this position, for these awards. And this is when we highlight those top businesses. And it's just so exciting. And while we're not doing a banquet style dinner, we know that we'll get more attendees because we're actually doing it from 3 to 5 now, and we're doing it online, and we're still having that element of surprise we talked about, still giving away the awards, still having the live stream piece and some amazing produced video as well. So the content is going to be pretty awesome for that event. We're really excited about it. But that's Friday, July 31st. And here's the one thing we haven't mentioned yet. All these workshops are free this year. They're all free. The awards banquet is free, you know, and that's for only $65. But if you get that food truck guide, you can use that $10 and get some dinner for yourself and still have fun on the award celebration day with us. So that's the last day, Friday, July 31st. And that's when we really bring it all together and talk about, you know, these top businesses that deserve recognition. Because a big piece of that award is, what do they do for the community? And, you know, what's the resiliency? And it's really cool that we asked that question. We have for years, because right now, super important.
Jonathan, final thoughts, Aiktha, your final thoughts, and then we'll sign off here. And how do we encourage folks to get involved with everything that's happening? Is there a registration that you go to for the Monday through Friday events?
Yeah, there is. Absolutely. I think, you know, this is important just for, you know, everybody in this region to support small businesses. You've been hearing that at the local level as well as the national. And this is a great way to show up. This is a great way to get involved and really just kind of help show your support. There's two ways for people to do this. I mean, obviously, when we're going to do the live stream, it'll be through Facebook. So you can go and view the Facebook page for Pike Speak Small Business Week. You can Google that. You can search on Facebook, but it's Pike Speak Small Business Week 2020. And then you can go to the website, which is pikespeaksbdc.org/SBW. Again, you can just Google, Pike Speak Small Business Week 2020, and it'll pop up as well. But it's important to know that the live stream will be on the Facebook streaming every single day. And then if you want to go back and view the event, if that time doesn't work for you, you can go to the website and view the event later on. And so that's what we're hoping to get a lot more people that can view this, is that maybe that time doesn't work for you, but you can watch it later in the afternoon or the next day. And so we hope that we just have a lot of people kind of tuning in and watching this. We're trying to be as innovative and as entrepreneurial with these events as possible. And again, it's a great way to showcase what's going on here in the community. And again, like I said, the people that we hope will sign up and watch, this is how you can help support small businesses in your community.
All righty. And finally, Aiktha, the main web address.
Yeah, so main web address is pikespeaksbdc.org/SBW. Again, Google Small Business Week, Pikes Peak Region. It will all come up. U.S. Bank, Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, Kaiser Permanente, as our corporate and presenting sponsors, also have the information on their social media pages. So you'll be able to find this everywhere. And we really urge people to take part in a week of activities that celebrate our business community when they need it most.
And we will be talking more in the next few days as well. In fact, on Friday, the 17th, we will be together for the full hour on the Extra Business Edition to really dive into detail about Small Business Week features, benefits, how it works, and everything that goes on around that. Jonathan Liebert, Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, Aiktha Markulier, Small Business Development Center, doing superhuman work to bring a wonderfully small business supportive event to the community here. And to all of you listening, do turn out and do show your support for small business in the community. Both of you, thank you so much for all you've done. We will be talking again very soon.
Thank you, Ted.